Mobile.
Cam, this is KO4RM. Pretty much loud and clear. Just a little on the east side.
Robin Sign is radio. Office to order mount on. Signal report. Name Daniel.
Daniel, over here in East Greenville. I'm running 273. A static, but it's not. I can hear you really good, Daniel.
I'm running a AVG872 radio. And I have a handlebar on my motorcycle and a blue.
That again sounded pretty good.
I like it. Your radio sounds good too. Are you mobile? I'm stationary.
I'm just coming back from the area, Hudson and Wood. I'll be 8 minutes or so, so I'll be going shortly. It's a little valley surrounded by it. So maybe the cause is static. I'll be 73 here. I'm coming up home. Yeah, QSO. Good luck to you.
Back to me, too. I've been counting. I got this radio several months ago, but the Bluetooth split cycle a while back when I was at Walmart. And it wasn't several months without it. Set back up. Appreciate you coming back. I'm going down the log. Well, 73, see you.
This is Kayla, KO 93 and clear. Thank you, sir. Good day. 4WZM, KN4CA.
KJ4 WZM.
I was talking to my wife, what kind of bike you on. Okay, next time.
WZM, were you wondering what kind of motor? Honda 400.
Pretty sweet. Yeah, I used to. Today, I had a Cowie 800 that I was in love with and a bit more, so they stole it out. Well, not literally out from under me, but yeah. But yeah, on the bike, I have respect as a hobby to explore.
And I like doing this. I wanted to, and then they finally got the radios, and I was like, oh, I got one, and now I can do that. I really enjoy it, too. I had a helicopter, but a little lady decided to make a left looking, and I had balls, so I ended up getting it, but that was not fun. Yeah, I always paid attention, but now I'll be turning left. I always expect it. Up there on the north, and that was really fun. I just like, and it was a lot of a bike than this one actually. Just going from a 300 to a 400, that one could really be, but it didn't hit okay on the highway, but it didn't do. This one does a whole one. But as far as the other one was 0 to 60, this one is 0 to 60, and just noticeable difference they take off. When I first got it, I was more.
Yep, I know what you mean there, too. Trail and all professionally or anything. Yeah, I did enjoy the smaller bikes for that kind of around where you needed them to be. In there, but I guess I was kind of pulled on the first. Seen anything else? There's been a lot of nice bikes.
I'd like to get me one of those sometime. Dream bike would be Kawasaki. I like the 10R a whole lot, but it's a little bit out of my price range. I think it's close to 14 grand.
I've drooled over that one a little bit myself. Getting an old man in trouble and not too quick either. Museum can't. For what?
decided wanted to disconnect and put this thing up. Missed everything I just said, probably. Want to connect for some reason. I'm having well, I said, I guess I does not want you to get your hands on another keep you around to aggravate. I was saying I don't have that happened right now, so I'm getting, I still have it. I'm later on in life, probably not too long. Now I'm completely single.
Yeah, and then it was feeling free and living the rock and old time, so probably wouldn't live through those.
On that, completely get that. But I'm enjoying it for now. I don't know. Right now, I'm just enjoying life as it comes my way. Recently, I worked. That's kind of a nice break, going out for a little while, stuff like 7 days in a row recently, and
that a nice way to see some nice scenery. Anyway, I'd let you. I guess you on the road now. Just what you doing for an antenna? You just run.
It's a stock antenna for now. I'm planning on putting a on my bike, so but I still haven't set up all that, and I'm gonna get more. But it's still running, you know. And you're on down the road here on the bike, and then that's not much picket fencing anymore. I can because right now it's much along, and you can't really get in very well south of 80.
Yep, there to meet Dave to get them into a lot of the same problems. But the wife won't let me for radio and hold the truck, so for now.
Yeah. My PTG switch.
Because, yeah, I couldn't carry it that long. Okay. Disconnected again.
Saying, long-term memory is really, really good. I still remember your name and call sign, but, terrible. Like, by the time I walk in the door, I can't even remember. I really have to think about where they are and go. My short-term memory is horrible for the
reason. And I guess, hearing them over and over again. Yeah, don't feel bad. Current's not great. My person, they're kind of degrading over time in nature, too, okay?
Absolutely. What's funny is most of the time when people say net control or give my call, I'm already typing in their call before they even come back and give their call sign. I'm typing their name before they even give their name. Their sign name and location is already complete.
Explains a few things because I keep a log one night keeping up. I just couldn't make it. Call signs, but I was missing pages and some names. Yeah, I was wondering how y'all do it.
Absolutely. That's definitely good. When I first started, I struggled. It was difficult for me at first. When I hear a new call sign, and even if someone just checked there, so we can remember that. But if I have a new, okay, I have never heard this one. So it helps out a lot then because I can write down everybody else's call sign. So then I can, if I didn't catch them up on keywords, I listed them up so I can go back and type.
We use a login program at that one. I don't know if all of y'all know. And was wondering if that's probably the only way I can, you know, do a background, but I don't know.
A couple of years I did net control, well, pen and paper. I started a notes app on my iPhone, putting all this stuff down on my phone. And when I just go over and pull that up and look at it, the notes, and make sure that everything matches.
Yeah, the one car. So, like I said, I got all the call signs and names. I'm sure that comes after you get to where you start with already, so you can get ahead.
I have to make about that, too. A few times, my phone through the sequence and name and location. Now I'll go to write somebody's and it suggests words or names or whatever to type. above it suggests the person's name, and next to it suggests the location. So the name tap went through the location, and very, very fast when it do that, but for about half.
We all know it does a good job on, and yeah, I guess if you're input that stuff into notes, yeah, it's got a real good idea. You like the first few characters over.
I kind of spoiled rotten about that. That's pretty neat, and that's how I get. Because at first, when I was trying to get behind, so after the picking up on the pattern of this name and fall by this location, we're done. Boom, 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 done. So it automatically zone.
Of course, the HY, yeah, ain't technology. Still mobiling around, or are you destined?
I'm going to a little bit and then go to bed. 7 and 12 hour days in a row. And I was like, oh, I just shut down 6 or 7 days. It's not so bad. Those extra days hit this week. And I got so tired until about noon. And, things work in the house and in the yard. And when I'm right now, the weekend is just about done. And, go in the truck tomorrow, the end of my day. My weekend, most of it was spent sleeping, riding. Now I'm going to get ready for tomorrow. Ha!
Had all our Sunday players around and had a really call it a brunch at one. And kind of got out in the yard for a while. Have a motorcycle to ride, so yeah, then the probably half hour sitting here discussing
I can identify that completely, most of it, but this is probably the one because the rest of the week I go home and dinner before going to bed because a lot of it, I'm too tired to even throw something to my friend. I'll get up early tomorrow and get up the next morning and late because I was feeling tired, so I'm right back to work. I'm actually going to make myself cook some steaks and going to cook them for dinner and put some leftovers in the fridge. That'll be it. For the museum. Oh, texted me. I forgot as well.
Yeah, so maybe some a nap with an alarm and this and that. That way we both, you know, good talking to you. And definitely going to try to entertain exploring this next 3 and 4WDM can for your final search.
Hey, Ron, you have a good one. Get you some. And I'll catch you later. Okay, 4WZM, and I'm going to be clear.
In the lower 60s. Friday night, mostly clear.